computer time sharing, what is it and what can it do for the electrical engineer? Most computers are operated in what is known as the batch mode, where programs and data on punch cards or magnetic tape are fed to the machine and processed in the order received. This has become the traditional way of using computers. Engineers in organizations having a computer must usually carry their program and data cards to the computer room, then return sometime later to receive the printed output. In computer time sharing, the computer operates cyclically on all programs presented to it. That is, each user's program is processed in turn, though a limited time is assigned to it before the computer switches to the next user. Many such cycles may be required to complete a given program, but the cycle is a short one, so small jobs are completed in less than a second. The amount of processing work which the computer accomplishes will be almost exactly the same in this ring-around-the-rosy style of sharing the computer's time as in batch processing. The amount of computer memory required is greater, because all programs must be stored simultaneously in the computer. In time-sharing, the individual user need not put programs and data into the machine by means of punched cards, but uses a time-sharing terminal, perhaps in his own office. This terminal may be a small typewriter-like device, or even a very complex cathode ray graphic display. Terminals for accounting applications often include card and tape handling units, and a high-speed printer. In fact, they may resemble a small computer. Any terminal may be connected, by a telephone line, to a computer in the next room or across the continent. With time-sharing, it is possible for the first time for the user to interact with a computer while his program is being processed. Since he is no longer subject to a delay of hours or days, he may ask for a preliminary calculation, get first results within a few seconds, then make decisions regarding parameter changes before proceeding. The result can be a great saving in computer cost as well as in time. When the time-sharing terminal is used to write programs, the user can discover programming errors more quickly, in some cases as fast as each line of the program is typed in. This permits quicker testing and debugging of programs, operations which can consume more time than writing the original program. For the design engineer, a number of available time-sharing systems provide powerful design programs for circuit design, logic design, and sometimes even for wiring layout. Many of these programs can be run using the low-cost keyboard printer terminals, such as the teletypewriter. If you're interested in time-sharing, you might want to measure up your particular problem against what time-sharing can and cannot do. Let's compare on several points versus conventional computing. First, in time-sharing, it is important that the input and output data be kept to a minimum, since most terminals, to say nothing of terminal users, are more slow than batch card readers or printers. Secondly, the program should require a comparatively small amount of memory and online magnetic storage tapes or disks. This is a matter of economics. For example, a single magnetic tape drive machine can serve only one user until the tape is manually changed. Some common computer programs, such as sorting routines, are seldom performed in time-sharing operation because of their lengthy inputs and large requirement for memory and storage. Third, time-sharing is superior in instances where its almost immediate response is valuable. For example, when many design iterations and changes are required, but time is limited. Many users find commercial time-sharing to be a valuable adjunct to in-house batch computers. For small firms without their own computers, it may be the only practical answer. Most commercial time-sharing services offer time-shared use of a relatively large computer, such as an IBM Model 50 or 67, a General Electric 635, Univac 1108, or a Burroughs B5500. From 20 to 200 users at a time may be accommodated, limited by the ability to serve each user with acceptably fast response. Commercial time-sharing has a somewhat complex pricing basis. Each hour during which your terminal is connected, through a telephone line, to the computer will cost from $7 to $15 depending upon the particular computer. Each minute of processor time may cost $5 to $20 additionally. A further charge is usually levied for online storage of programs and data. You also pay telephone call charges, if any. High though the prices may seem, if one compares the total cost of batch processing on the same large computer, time-sharing is often more economical. Much free literature is available from the commercial time-sharing services operating in major cities of the United States. In selecting a time-sharing service, you must determine, does it have special programs which you require in your work? Can it allocate sufficient memory or storage for your needs? Does it provide standard programming languages well supported by systems programming in the form of a compiler or interpreter? Is it available when you want it? And does it have the performance and reliability you need? Most commercial time-sharing services will gladly supply this type of information at no cost. Some time-sharing users employ several different commercial systems. Although this does provide a broader choice of facilities, each system demands learning its own characteristics and features. Most individuals find that mastery of a single system is the best compromise. Computer time-sharing is a valuable tool if used wisely. We hope it can solve some of your problems. This report prepared by Walter R. Beam, Chappaqua, New York. DATE, Dial Access Technical Education, is an IEEE educational activity. If you need a copy of the reference list, send a stamped self-addressed envelope and the title of this report to DATE, IEEE Headquarters, 345 East 47th Street, New York 10017.